Hey, wanna last longer in bed without having to worry about lasting longer in bed? Well, if you don't, you should, because every girl loves it when her guy comes at the same time as her. At least I know I do. That's like the best thing ever. And that's why you need to get yourself some Promescent Delay Spray. Their delay spray is clinically proven to make you last longer, and it's not going to totally numb you out, and it's not going to transfer to your partner. And for your partner, they have a whole line of women's products. I use them. I love Promescent products. I use their warming gel. That's my favorite product. They also sell lube and condoms. They have a sex toy section. I totally recommend Promescent products, and so do 2,000 medical professionals. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some Promescent. Go to promescent.com/strictlyanon. That's promescent.com/strictlyanon. Go there now to get all your Promescent products. They have a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's free shipping, and your package is going to arrive discreetly, so no one's going to know what the F you bought. That's promescent.com/strictlyanon, or just go to the description and click on the link.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. I don't know why I always sing that. If you haven't followed me on the podcast app that you're listening to me on, make sure to follow me. And if you can, give me a review or give me 5 stars on the app that you're on. Do it. That kind of shit really helps the show. What's really exciting now that I love is that Spotify has polls that I get to create for every episode, and they have questions that I could put out there and people get to comment on the episodes. I love interacting with my listeners about what I'm talking about on the episode. So make sure to comment. I'm trying to figure out a way that I could comment back to everybody. They don't sort of make it like a back and forth kind of a thing, but I'm trying to figure that out. But I get so excited when I get a comment. If you leave a rude comment about me or my guests, of course I'm not going to air it. Okay. I get the option to post it or not. And I also can't post dirty ones that are flagged by Spotify. So if you leave a comment, make sure to keep it clean and keep it nice, okay? If you think I interrupt too much, move it along. Sorry, it's my show. I interrupt way less now than I used to in the past. But anyway, if you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I change everybody's voices. I change everybody's names. If you have a naughty, interesting story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, I'd love to also have you on my show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a naughty confession that you want to be aired on an episode, I now do naughty confession episodes. I do one a week. You could call my confessions hotline. You could call that number 24/7, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. I think you get 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change the voices on them. I edit them together. The one thing I need to tell you is please Do not be driving when you call. If you're driving, pull over, park, and leave your message. And if you can, make sure to hold the phone up to your ear. That is the best way to ensure that you're going to have good sound on your confession and I'll be able to use it. So many confessions come in and I can barely understand what the person's saying. So you could call that number anytime you want. All of those anonymous confessions, even if they're not aired on an episode or aired on my Patreon. And my Patreon is a really fun community. I have over 2,000 people on there. If you join for only $5 a month, you get all of my episodes early and ad-free. I do questions and answers and polls and stuff over there as well. I post all the anonymous confessions there. And I also post all the anonymous sexy pics of all of my guests, including today's guest, okay, all over there. And you also get access to my private Discord where people are allowed to post whatever they want. I don't get involved in the X-rated stuff, but people want to post stuff like that and they get to over on my Discord. So to get access for my Discord and get all the other stuff that I talked about, you got to join my Patreons, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. It's literally just $5 a month. All of the links and the emails and the numbers and the websites and all that shit I just talked about are in the description, so you don't have to worry about writing it down. Okay, so today I have on Riley. She's a little cuck queen, Riley. She's one of those girls that's dating a guy and she's really into chicks and they hook up with chicks on the side. She's mostly in control of that. She picks up the girls, brings them home, but he gets to fuck them too. She's definitely into that. Her first experience seeing him with a girl was a little triggering for her. She said she was like a little jealous, but she's straight up now like a cuck queen. One of her recent experiences, she had him tied up on a chair and she was forced to watch him with a girl. She talks about that. They wound up doing that again. She does talk about how when she met her guy and how she told him that she was into chicks and how they first started having sex with girls. It wound up starting off with a foursome with his best friend and his girlfriend. Turned out she was very into the girl. Then they kept seeing that girl, and that was the wound up to be the first girl they wound up having a threesome with. After that guy broke up with that girl, they kind of stole the girl and they were like fucking her. Didn't end well. She does touch on that a little bit. But they've been having threesomes with girls ever since. They have some rules and some boundaries that she talks about. They've been together for 7 years. It hasn't always been like perfect. Like I said, they have had times where both of them have asked for certain things and the other person has been like, no, I'm not into that. And we go over that stuff, which is super interesting. She recently learned how to squirt, which I'm very jealous about. And she learned how to squirt across the room with the wand that another girl talked about. I'll put the link in the description, the wand that they sell on Amazon. She used that to squirt. She's very into squirting now. A girl squirted for her once. There was some hookup with a girl. She talks about that hookup with a girl and that the girl squirted and she was like, oh my God, on a mission to squirt. And she figured out how to squirt. She's very into being dominated by her guy. She's into CNC, which is consent, non-consent. She's into cream pies. She's, like I said, a cuck queen. She's really open. Her and her boyfriend are always open to learning about sex. That's how they found my podcast. Her boyfriend used to listen to it and told her to listen to it. And now they both listen to it. And she says she's learned a lot. But she's done a lot. She's literally only 23 years old. And you won't believe this shit. Just she's her and her guy have already done. They have a great relationship. I think that they're cool with each other. They communicate really well, considering, but they've been together a long time for 7 years. It's a super interesting story. She's definitely a cuck queen. And her guy's definitely lucky because he gets to fuck other girls too. He fucks the girls that she brings home. So anyway, I have hot pics of her over on my Patreon. She does have an OnlyFans that she did as like a side thing. I'm going to put a link to it in the description, but I'm going to be right back on with Riley.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hi, Riley. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to have you on. I like when I have young, open-minded women on my show. It's back in my day, you would have been considered a big, fat slut, okay? I don't think you are in your generation. You're very young to me. You've done a lot of things. When you signed up, you wrote bisexual, cuck slut, exploring threesomes, foursomes, squirting, and kinks. You've kind of like been there, done that. Obviously, you're super curious and open-minded. How old are you now, Riley?
I'm actually 23 right now. Right. Just turned 23.
All right. So how did you get to it so fast? Were you always very curious and open about sex? Like, where does it start with you?
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. When I was little, my parents actually told me that they caught me at the age of 6 masturbating quite a lot. So I feel like I've had a high sex drive and just been quite open and just out there. So it doesn't really come to me as a surprise that this is all stuff that I'm into and that I've experienced, because I guess I've always had that desire as a young kid too.
Right. So, okay, so now you're 6, you don't even have a memory of that, but your parents told you. Like, when do you start acting out sexually for real with people? Is it in middle school, high school? How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 15 when I lost my virginity, but I wouldn't really classify that as when I started becoming open. Honestly, I became really open with my sexuality when I met my partner, because he really embraced it and he was really open to it. And he kind of opened all these doors that I didn't even know existed, and just things we talked about that somehow we tried it and I was into it, and then we've kept on doing it. So like never before, like after I lost my virginity, I never really had, I don't even think I ever came with any of my previous partners until I met my current partner. Cause I'm pretty sure you'd remember
totally.
If you orgasmed. And I've never remembered orgasming with any of the previous partners I had. And I probably had 10 to 12 before I met my current partner. So.
Wow. Well, I used to remember like asking my girlfriends like, oh, have you ever had an orgasm? And when they'd be like, I don't know. I'd be like, no, you definitely didn't. You'd know if you had an orgasm.
Yeah, exactly. You definitely would know. There's no way you couldn't know.
Exactly. Wait, so, okay, I'm a little confused, though, for the timeline. Like, 15 years old, you lose your virginity to the partner that you're with now, or 15 years old, you lose your virginity, you sleep with 10 or 12 guys, and then you meet your guy?
Correct.
I
lost my virginity 15. I had 10 to 12 partners between my boyfriend now, and now I've met my partner 7 years ago now.
Oh, okay. So you were young because you're only 23. Okay. Oh, my God. So you fucked a lot of guys right off the bat. Once you lost your virginity, you were screwing around with a bunch of dudes. No one made you come. You meet your boyfriend and you're still dating him. This is a long-term partner you've been with since then. Okay,
yes.
Cool. And now who started bringing up like their kinks first? Was it your guy or you?
Well, when I first met him, I had told him that I was bisexual, because I had known since I was 13, because I had a crush on my best friend. Mm-hmm. And like it never went anywhere. It was just, I knew I had feelings for girls and I found girls attractive. I'd always look at them. And I was kind of thoughts that like straight people probably wouldn't have. Oh, shit. Like, I'd really like to take her to bed, or like just thoughts that I don't think any straight girl would really have. Like, yeah, straight girls will look at a girl and be like, oh, you're super pretty, or oh, you look so good. But mine went straight to like in the bedroom, or like, oh, I'd really like to eat your pussy, or just something like that. So I kind of just started with that, and I kind of expressed to him like that I was into girls, and he thought it was hot. And like when we'd watch porn together, I wouldn't really get off on boy girl porn, and then we put on girl and girl, and I would come so hard. So like he was like, "Are you missing something? Is there something you're missing?"
Right.
So we kind of talked about it, and then that door got opened. But it was like, it's a very, we're like monogamous, but we're also non-monogamous at the same time. It's a very like tricky type of ordeal that we have arranged.
What do you mean by that?
Well, like pretty much we're monogamous to the point where we don't do things without each other present. So, well, actually that's a lie, because he lets me have experiences with other girls. Like I can invite them over, I can go to their house and we can sleep together. And then usually I'll be the one to bring them home. Like, he doesn't seek out girls. I'm always the one that's, hey, do you want to sleep with her? And if he thinks she's pretty or if he's into it, he's like, yeah, for sure. Then we'll have a threesome. And it just kind of just stems from that. But I'm usually the one that initiates everything. He doesn't really seek any girls out. I just bring them home and then we do it together.
Yeah, I love that you see that as monogamous. Like, I think some people would be like, that's not monogamous, you're sleeping with other people. But to you, it's monogamous because you guys are only really with each other. And when you're with other people, it's you guys are both in the know. It's something you're doing together. So you still see it as you being monogamous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's cool. I think, listen, we all frame things differently. And I don't think that that's so bad to frame it that way, you know? So now you tell him that you're into girls when you guys were first dating. When do you wind up having your first threesome? How do you go about finding the girl, and then what goes down?
Okay, so this is throwing it back 5 years. So his best friend at the time introduced me to his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So then me and her became best friends. And then we kind of started fooling around a little bit. Never got super intimate, just like kissing and touching and whatnot. And then all of a sudden, they were both at our house. And I don't know if you classify this as a foursome, but all of a sudden, we all got naked. And then we were both, so me and my boyfriend were fucking each other. And him and his girlfriend were fucking each other next to us. And then they both finished. Mm-hmm. And then me and her kind of finished each other off. But I don't know if you classify that as a foursome, but it was just, like, very soft. They never swapped partners or anything. It was just, like, just them fucking their girlfriends and then me and her finishing each other.
Right. So you didn't go with her boyfriend. She didn't fuck your boyfriend, but you guys fucked in front of each other, and then you and the girl fucked each other.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Now, was that hot for you? Because you're doing two separate things here. It's your first time with a girl, but you're also, it's the first time you watching another couple have sex, which is a whole other kind of kink, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the voyeurism, like watching watching other people? Yeah.
Yeah, voyeur. Yeah.
It's kind of like that. But I think I found it more hot just being able to make her finish because he didn't make her finish. So I think that was more hot to me than watching them. Like I said, I didn't really enjoy boy and girl. Porn, mm-hmm. So it was kind of just more the fact of getting to help her finish.
Right. So that was the first time, though, you were with a girl ever. And how was that experience for you?
Oh, I really enjoyed it. And then after that, me and her, her boyfriend started to get really jealous because every time she'd come over, it would end up me and her eating each other's pussy. And yeah, so it just kind of opened that door.
Oh my God. Could she ever come from her boyfriend again?
Well, I don't know. I think he was getting pretty jealous. He started getting very jealous and questioning every time she'd come over.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Hey, guys, want to always be super hard and ready to go? I mean, not one guy said no, right? And that's why you need to check out Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in a chewable tablet at a tiny fraction of the cost. And the good news is the process to get it is super simple. All you got to do is sign up at BlueChew.com, consult one of their licensed medical professionals, and once you're approved, you're going to get your script. No having to go to the doctor's office, no looking some weird dude in the face, no awkward combos, and no waiting in line. Your prescription is going to be delivered right to your door in a discreet package. Never tried it? Wondering if it really works? Don't think you need it? Don't worry. You're going to get to try it for free for a whole month because Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. I've got a special deal for my listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use my code STRICTLYANON at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code STRICTLYANON to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And I thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Good news, Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. I could imagine. But you and your guy, though, had the okay that it was okay for you to hook up with this girl when you were dating your guy after that first experience.
Right. That was pretty much like the first time. And then he really enjoyed that. He said that was okay. And that kind of started me having my experiences with girls on our own. So that was kind of the opening door to that.
Right. Okay. So real quick, though, and I don't want to fast forward to anything. I want to go chronological. But do you guys ever wind up doing threesomes or foursomes with guys, or is it always with females?
It's always with females. So that's another part of our agreement. So in our agreement, basically, I'm allowed to explore my sexuality with women, but I can't do anything with males, only females. And his view on it is he doesn't want to see me get dominated by another male because that is his job. So yeah. he even has kind of a little bit of an issue because I was speaking to this girl and she's dom. I've always been the dom, and every experience I've had with girls, it's either they're just getting into it, they don't really know how they feel, or they want some experience. It's always those kind of girls. So I've never really been with a dom. So I started talking to this dom, mm-hmm. and she's very mask. And she started talking about using a strap. And we're very open, so I told my boyfriend about it. And then right away, he shut it down. He's like, no, I don't like that. I don't like that. And I was like, well, please explain. Explain to me why you don't like that.
Yeah.
He's like, well, it's my job to dominate you. I don't need anyone else dominating you. He pretty much just said that should be his job. And he didn't like the fact that someone else could dominate me and give me the same feeling that he could. But I told him, like, there's no way they could ever give me that same feeling. It's a plastic dick. It's a silicone dick. It would never compare.
Yeah.
But he still can't get that out of his head. So that's pretty much where we're at with that. And it's a work in progress.
Yeah, but listen, that's where he's at. And I love that he is able to understand that and know that about himself and tell you that. You know what I mean? Like, I always say, know thyself. Like, if that's where you draw the line, that's where you draw the line. And I love that as a man, he knows that that's not cool to him. And if it's not cool to him, it's just not cool to him. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, you know, that's where he's at. Doesn't mean that he won't change down the line, like you said, right? That's where you're at now. Maybe he'll change his mind, but I could see what he's talking about. It's like that guy friend of his that was seeing you like pleasure his girl. You know, he started to get kind of jealous. It's like, why are you pleasing her more than me? Maybe it would freak him out right. like that. You don't know. But I see why there's a difference for him.
No, and I totally understand that. And I'm completely open to it. But it took, at first, it was a very like just solid no, it's not happening. So it took me a long time to get out of him what the real reason was. And he had to ponder it for quite a while. We had a lot of deep emotional conversations. And like, finally, we like came to those terms and those agreements. And I'm completely on board with that because I still get to experience my sexuality. And honestly, I don't really like, I don't crave other dick. I never want it. Like, I'm completely right. satisfied in the penis area. I just crave pussy. I want pussy, but I don't really, I never crave dick.
Right. And you're not looking for another guy, really.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. But he sees a real masculine, dominant woman as a guy, kind of too close to a guy. And that's what freaks me out. But I love that you were able to really push it with him and get him to the point where he understood where he was coming from. Because I think a lot of times guys don't know why they feel something. But I love that you kind of made him think about it and he was able to figure it out. Because I think that that's great to know that about himself. And like you said, it's cool. And I think it's good that he knows where it's coming from. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. And like, he's not a very emotional or open guy. So it was really surprising that he was actually able to tell me that and to explain himself, because it's taken, like I said, like almost 7 years to get to where we are. And like, all of this has just like all of these experiences have happened just like recently, like in the past year. So it's taken 6 years to get to where we are today.
Right. But I think that if someone is listening and wants to take a key thing out of your story or learn from your story, it's communication, right? You guys just kept talking about it.
100%.
You just kept talking. I think a lot of guys aren't in touch with their feelings. I just don't think that's just the way that they are. I read about it once and it made a lot of sense that men and women, listen, I have a boy baby, right? My son was born. He cries just as much as any girl baby cries, right? But at a certain point, society gets in their head and tells them they're not supposed to cry. They're not supposed to be like that. And so they lose touch with their feelings and that connection is lost. So it doesn't mean that they don't have any feelings, and they definitely act out on their feelings. But when they tell you they don't know why they're doing something, they really don't. There isn't that connection like women have. We know because we are always talking to our friends about our feelings. We know where our feelings are coming from. Guys really don't. They're not lying. I used to think like guys are just such fucking liars or they're so stupid. They're really not. They're just lost touch with that connection. So they have those feelings. And like I said, they do act out on them. But when they say they don't know where it's coming from, they really do not. But you were able to make him connect and realize where it was coming from, which I think. And so I think that that's great. And I just want to point that out because that's helpful for other people if they're with a guy, because sometimes it's not just the girl that has issues like, oh, I don't want to see you with another girl. That would freak me out. This was a guy saying, hey, I don't want to see you fuck another guy. That bothers me. And like, why?
And one piece of advice I can give to anyone is don't pry. Give it time, because no guy likes nagging. No, no man likes nagging.
Yeah.
So just give it time and let it be. And like when a situation comes up that is related to that, then you can ask about it or you can communicate about it, but you don't need to constantly be nagging and asking and begging. There's no point. It's not going to get you anywhere. It's going to get both of you upset. It's not going to end it well.
Yeah. So now you have that threesome with, or a foursome with his friend and the girlfriend. You're seeing that girl. Now, how does it progress to other girls and all the other kinks and all the crazy stuff you've been doing for the past year?
Okay. So then his best friend breaks up with her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then somehow me and her are at it, and then it just ends up turning into a threesome. And keep in mind, this was his best friend at the time. They are no longer best friends.
Oh, no. Well, duh.
He found out about that.
Oh, my God. Because he was fucking the girl.
Yep. That was how our first threesome happened, and it was with her.
Mm-hmm. And how was that for you watching your partner fuck another girl?
I don't know. I really enjoyed it. There was obviously a little bit of feelings of jealousy because this was like the very first experience we had. And we hadn't really communicated. We hadn't really initiated boundaries yet. So of course there were some feelings of jealousy and whatever, but we had to have some like clear conversations after. Like I was like, basically I just said, I don't want to hear her pussy was tighter than mine. Like you can talk to your buddies about that, but I don't want to know. It was good. Like I enjoyed it. And at that time I had like, the cucking never was even in my head. Like I didn't even know about that.
You mean being a cuck queen kind of thing?
Yes. Yes.
Cause you're a cuck queen now.
You bet I am. Yep. And that was only recent.
No, but back then, it didn't start out that way, is what you're saying.
No, not at all. It was just very vanilla. It was like the most vanilla threesome ever. Like it was just taking turns, and then I don't think he lasted very long. So me and her just obviously, as any man would with his first threesome.
Yeah.
So then me and her just finished each other, and then that was kind of like a reoccurring thing for a little while, and it was always very vanilla. Like there was never much going into that. It was just as vanilla as it could get, really.
Right. But his friend, though, didn't know at first that he was like fucking that his best friend was like fucking his ex-girlfriend.
No way. Oh, no way.
How did he find out?
I honestly can't even remember, but I think my boyfriend felt really bad.
Oh,
so he kind of mentioned it. He kind of told his buddy about it.
Oh no.
And then yeah, it progressed from there. But I can't really remember everything that happened, but I'm pretty sure he told him because he felt really bad because they were like best friends from childhood. So that was a little bit hard.
Yeah, bro code. Okay, go on.
Yeah, I don't know. That was really our first experience with a threesome. And then we kind of didn't do anything for quite a while. We just explored together and like just did our own thing for quite a while. And then up until recently, This is when I unlocked squirting. I found out I was a cuck slut.
Oh, my God. And then opened up an OnlyFans?
Yep, I have an OnlyFans that I started in October of 2022. Uh-huh. He was super on board. He took all my pictures for me. He would suggest, oh, you should take a picture like this, or we should get a video like this. He was pretty much my producer and my manager. And, like, it's not like... It's pretty hard to do an OnlyFans when you also have a full-time job. If you want to make a really successful OnlyFans, you have to be on there late at night and you have to be very good with your posting and make sure you have lots of content. And I just didn't have the time for it. So it was kind of just like a little side thing that I would do when I was bored or when I had time.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Were you just doing it for the money? Was it hot to you? Did you, what kind of content were you posting?
I kind of just did it for the money, but I also liked getting the praise from guys on my OnlyFans, as bad as that sounds, because I do have a really big praise kink as well. I love praise, especially during sex. It is the biggest turn on for me.
Mm-hmm.
But posting wise, at first I started only posting things without my face in it, and it was mostly just body pictures, no videos. And I mostly made my money in the DMs, in the messages, because people would request things, or they'd ask, oh, can I get a video of you sucking your boyfriend's dick? Or can you send me a video of a facial? And I was very lenient on the facial. I never did that because obviously your face has to be in it for a facial. And I didn't really want that on there.
Yeah.
So we mostly just did me sucking his dick, or just like him fucking me from behind, or like when we went on a hot vacation and we had some beach sex, so I would send that video too of me riding him on the beach. So those were mostly like my very first postings on OnlyFans, and they were mostly just in the messages. That's where I made most of the money.
Right. Okay. So you realize, oh, this is a lot of work to make it like really huge, but it was like a side hustle for you. When do you guys start getting into all these other kinks that you wind up into?
Most of these kinks actually like recently started, but I've always really had the domination kink. Like I've always, like male wise, like I've really liked being dominated by a man. And just like, I kind of am into degrading too. Like I really like being called names and like, you little slut or you whore. And I also have a really big cream pie kink. I don't know what that's actually called, but I'm obsessed, and I know it's so risky and it's so bad, but I absolutely love it. Like it makes me come so hard.
But what is the cream pie for you? Like your guy comes inside another girl and then you go down on her? How is that risky?
Well, he comes in me.
Oh, he comes in you, right? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It just makes it so hot, and especially if like we both come together at the same time, like you can just feel it all, and it just feels so good, and it just makes me come so hard.
Well, are you on the pill?
No birth control. Oh.
Hey, everyone. Listen, I know what you're here for. You're here for a hot story. I get it. I like hot stories. And you want to know where you could find a ton more hot stories? That is on the Dipsy app. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories. No matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy has something for you. And they release new content every week, so there's always something more to explore. They also have sleep stories, wellness sessions, and written stories, and my favorite feature, which is the jump to the action button. So if you're super horny, there's a button you could press. It's going to take you right to where the action starts. So what are you waiting for? Go get Dipsy now. And for listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. dipsystories.com/strictlyanon, or just go to the description and click on the link. Okay, obviously that's why, because I'm like, why is it so dangerous? You should go on the fucking pill. It's just like, there's something called the pill, and you won't get pregnant if you take it.
This is true. I have tried the pill. I have tried the shot. It all made me super irritable
and gained rapid weight.
So yeah. I kind of just said, fuck it.
Yeah, yeah. Pay attention to
your
schedule.
And I've been with him long enough.
Yeah.
I've been with him long enough that if it happens, it happens. But it's also like super risky. But just we're experiencing things right now. We're having the time of our life. So it's just, it is what it is. But
yeah, I went on the pill only once for 1 month of my life. And I just had zero sex drive. I wanted to cry all the time. And I was miserable. And I was like to all my guy friends, I'm like, this is what's wrong with all of your girlfriends. Like all you guys complain about your girlfriends. They never want to fuck you. They're crying all the time. And they're fucking nags. I'll tell you why. Because they're all on the pill. Get them off the pill. Uh-huh. It makes women crazy. It's really bad.
It does. It honestly. Yeah. And I read this thing and it says if you got with your partner while you're on birth control or like the pill, like once they come off, they might not find you as attractive because of the hormones.
Yeah. It's a thing. Yeah. There's a lot of weird science.
That's pretty wild. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird science behind the pill. I won't get into it. Let's get back to your hot stuff. You did mention something about squirting though, too. And I think that's where you started. And we went to OnlyFans. Like, when did you learn how to squirt?
actually just like last month. Mm-hmm. 2 months ago. Okay, well, it all started. I met this girl on Tinder, and I invited her over, and it was just me home. My boyfriend went out because I told him, like, I'm having a girl over, so he found something to do. And I had this girl over, and we started fucking, whatever, and all of a sudden, like, I had never been with someone that squirted before. I didn't even really know what it was. I knew of it, but I didn't really, never experienced it. And I was eating her pussy and fingering her, and then all of a sudden, she, like, squirted all over my face, and I was like, holy fuck. It was just, like, I was so shocked. But I also loved it so much at the same time. And I'd never really, I'd never experienced that before, like, from somebody else or even myself. Like, so I didn't, obviously I knew what it was, but yeah. I was just, like, shocked. And then I was like, holy shit, how do I do this? And I had listened to a couple of your podcasts, so I actually ordered that metal,
yeah.
The metal wand.
Oh, my God, did it work?
It did, yeah.
And let me tell you something about that metal wand, okay? Let me just tell you something. The girl that called in that talked about that metal wand, she sent me a link to it. Now, the link that she sent me, it was like $175. And I'm like, let me go try to find this cheaper on Amazon for my audience. So you know what? I put the picture of it and I put it into Google Images. And then I find it being advertised on Amazon as like a butt toy, like an anal toy for guys. And it's only $25. And it's the same toy. I was like, what a fucking ripoff. This is how girls get ripped off. Like, they sell it for $175 to women, and you can find it on Amazon for $25, right? You used my link, right?
Yeah, I found it on your link, and then it was super expensive to ship it to where I lived. So I was searching everywhere. I searched literally everywhere, and I finally found this Canadian site, and it was like $60.
$60? But I didn't get it for anything more than on Amazon. Where do you live?
In, like, Manitoba.
Where the fuck is that? You're in Canada or something?
Canada, yeah.
Oh, okay, maybe. Because in the States, just so you know, it wasn't like really high shipping. But anyway, let's get off the topic. But anyway, that's great. So it worked.
It did. Because I had never squirted. Every time he'd finger me, I would gush. Like, it would just be like, all of a sudden, it would just get super wet. And there'd be a big wet spot on the bed. But I had never, like, actually,
projectile,
like, full-on projectile squirted.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
So it pretty much, that wand unlocked the full-on squirting.
Oh.
But up until that point, I was always just a gusher. I was never a squirter. I never knew I could squirt.
Yeah, awesome. And you squirted for the first time recently. Was it great?
Yeah. It was so good.
Did your boyfriend love it?
Oh, he loved it. He loved it so much. But I kind of got ahead of myself. I need to backtrack a little bit. So that girl that was the first time I experienced squirting,
mm-hmm.
She has asked, she's like, is it okay if, like, your boyfriend joins us one time? And I was like, yeah, sure. I didn't even have to ask her. She asked me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. I asked him without a doubt. He was like, yes. So we all were fucking. He was fucking her, and she squirted all over him. And that is all he could talk about for the next 2 weeks. Because up until that point, I hadn't squirted yet.
Yeah,
I had only gushed.
Of course.
So he had never experienced the full-on squirting.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to squirt, because one guy that I was with was like, oh, my God, I'm so into squirting. And then I'm like, oh, my God.
Exactly.
Like, why can't I squirt? I want to be able to do that for you. And I'm like, I think that it's a very impressive party trick.
Really, honestly, I agree 100%. And I was like, I was very hard on myself at first. I was like, fuck, like, why can't I squirt like that? That was like projectile. I want to be able to squirt like that. I want that to be all he could talk about for the next
exactly.
2 weeks. Because I had only gushed. I had never squirted. And he was like, well, I'm pretty sure that is squirting. Maybe that's all you can do. And he's like, well, maybe we should try and unlock it. So we bought that wand. Mm-hmm. And sure enough.
Boom.
Projectile.
Love it. Oh my God. And I believe, and I'm going to air an episode with Susan Bratton. She was the woman that girl took the class from. I have a whole episode tape with her, how to squirt. But she was saying that once you unlock it, you never go back. Once you know how to do it, you could do it every time. Do you squirt now all the time whenever you want?
Not every time, but I get to the point. I feel like if I come before I squirt, I probably won't squirt, but I've squirt and came at the same time,
uh-huh.
But I've usually squirted before I've came, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. I didn't realize that that's the way it can be, but I learned through talking to people who could squirt that it doesn't always come at the same time. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. And for the first time, we just got back from a vacation, and we were in the kitchen in the place we were staying, and he was fingering me super hard and then fucking me and then fingering me and just rotating. And then all of a sudden I was like, I'm gonna come. And then the floor was just fucking instantly wet, and I was just holding onto the counter, literally my eyes rolling back into my head, just coming so hard. And it was like it was all at the same time. It was all like right at the same time, and I had never came and squirted at the same time. It was either I squirted and then I came. So that was like the first time of that happening. So that fucking felt so good.
Yeah.
That's what I want every time now.
So wait, so now where do you find these girls that you hook up with? Like, it sounds like you're the one that goes out and does the picking most of the time. So where are you finding these girls?
Mostly like Tinder or like Hinge or Bumble, but a lot of them are just time wasters. And like I said, I've always been the dom, so they don't really know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's always they're experiencing for the first time. I always make them come, always.
Yeah.
But the amount of times that I've been left unsatisfied from a girl because they had no idea what they were doing, and I try and guide them as best as I can, but it's really hard, especially when you don't want to be correcting them every 2 seconds. So
you find that you're with a lot of virgins.
Yeah, like female virgins. Yeah, definitely. Like that's why I'm trying so hard to find like someone that knows what they're doing. But then when you find someone that knows what they're doing, they're a dom or they're super mask. And like we talked about earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like a straight up lesbian would know exactly what she's doing, but she
exactly.
might be too much like a dude. Whenever I slept with girls, they were always like lipstick lesbians, and they were always virgins, because I would be like out at a bar drunk and pick up a girl and she'd be like, oh my God, I never done it. Let's go do it. When I was telling my friend recently, just like what you're saying, I'm like, I was always with like girls that were virgins, so it was always okay. But I think like what I've never tried, which I would want to try, is be with like a butch lesbian, like a girl that looks like a hot dude but is a girl, like a real
right.
like the real deal, because she knows what she's doing, you got what you want, and it's like a totally different experience. But your guy will not
right.
allow that.
Exactly. And I had one of those on my roster for quite a while. Like I was talking to her like every day, but I feel like they are very much, they need to be in control all the time. Like I'd be like, I can come, this was before me and my boyfriend had put those boundaries in place.
Yeah.
And I would be like, I can come meet up with you right now. I'll drive to your house, whatever. And they're like, oh no, it has to be on my terms. It has to be when I want. They're very in control. So like, I felt like I couldn't make those arrangements or make those plans to see them, because they needed to be the ones to initiate it,
yeah,
which
yeah.
is usually where I'm in that place. I'm the one that initiates it, invites them over and shows them what to do. So like it was very, roles were reversed when I was speaking to her.
Mm-hmm.
And it never went anywhere, obviously. But
when did you realize you were a cuck queen?
Oh, okay. So that was with the girl who squirted all over my face. So it was actually with her, and we were all fucking. And we were just, like, we had fucked quite a few times, like, all three of us. So I was like, we should just spice it up. So my boyfriend, actually, I just said to him, like, maybe one time you should tie me up and make me watch. So he did. So we were all, she was, like, the girl was super shocked. He's, like, tying me up, and she's, like, looking at him. And then she's, like, well, you need to take your panties off. And he's, well, she's just going to be watching. And then she was, like, very shocked. Like, she was just kind of taken back. But she was all for it. And then he'd fucked her. And then he'd come back and he'd kiss me. And, like, he'd put his finger over my clit through my panties and just, like, touch me. And, like, I was feeling really good just watching. And then, like, eventually he passed me a vibrator so that I could, and untied one of my hands so I could vibrate myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. That's kind of where it started. And then after she had left, we kind of talked. And I said, I really enjoyed that. I actually thoroughly enjoyed that. Maybe next time you should tie me up and fuck her in all my favorite positions. I think that would really turn me on.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. Did you do it? Did he do that? Or?
Oh, yeah, he did it.
And what are all your favorite positions? And were you were tied up with just watching, same thing, in the corner?
Yeah. If he didn't tie me up, I would have been all over in that. Like, I would have jumped both of them right there and then. But my favorite positions are probably doggy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one where you put, I don't know what it's called, but you, like, you're on your side. And then he, like, fucks you from behind while you're on your side with one leg straight down and one leg in the L position.
Up in the air, right? Like right? Open.
No, you'd be laying on your stomach.
Yeah.
The girl's laying on their stomach, and then one leg is your back leg is all the way back, and then one's shaped like an L, and then he like fucks you from behind, yeah, like that. And then I also like being on my back with my legs up in the air, and then missionary. So I got to watch all of those. It kind of made me jealous, though.
But did you get off on the jealousy? Or are you able to go there? Does the jealousy turn you on at all, or does the jealousy kind of ruin it for you?
I think I was just more jealous of the fact that she was getting all my favorite positions. I wasn't even
you were the one that asked for it.
Fucking her. Yeah, yeah. I think I was just jealous that he was giving her all my favorite positions, even though I asked for it.
Yeah.
But I was not jealous of like of them fucking or anything. But it was also like it was really hot. And then they untied me after, and then we all kind of went at it for a while. So that was good. So I still got to be involved at the end of that, but.
Yeah, yeah, that's called being a cuck queen. You're totally a cuck queen, which I would think, especially because you're so into women. And you're open. I mean, you're guy fuck girls before. What is the CNC kink that you have? Consent, non-consent, so I like, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. But I think I only like it with my partner, like with my boyfriend. I don't think I would enjoy it with anybody else. I don't think I would try it with a girl yet because it's very new even just to me and my boyfriend. So, I don't know. I just like him just grabbing me and just, like, throwing me against the wall, even if I'm, like, not even horny and just, like, trying to fuck me. And just, like, even if I say no, he still will. Like, but obviously within reason. Like, we have a safe word.
Yeah,
We've definitely established a safe word. But I like it when he just takes control. And that falls into the domination as well. Like, I think the CNC and domination are very intertwined.
Totally.
It's just, like, the level.
Mm-hmm.
So I just enjoy him taking charge, and just even if I say no, he just goes for it, and just, yeah, I just enjoy that a lot.
Now, let me ask you this. When you're with the girls or when your guy is, like, screwing the girl, are you into him coming in her, or is that a no as far as, like...
Not in her, but if we're all three of us, I get him to do it to me while all three of us are fucking, but I won't even let him hit a girl raw most of the time, at least with a condom. I've never really let him, because it's kind of just, it's one of the boundaries we've established, but I feel like it's a whole nother level of intimacy when you fuck someone without a condom and you're hitting it raw, because there's so much more sensation and feeling. And I don't know if that's just the, I don't know, the insecurity, or I don't know what it is, but we have not opened that door yet, and I don't think I want to.
That's okay. Listen, I like that. That's like your thing. That's how you see it. Like, for you, that barrier, that condom barrier, makes it less intimate, and that's makes it more okay. Why not? Who cares? That's like how you feel. I can understand why you think that way.
Yeah, I don't like. It's just. It's like I feel like it's just a bit less intimate, and
yeah.
I know it just makes me feel a little bit more secure. One thing is, we had a little period after we had done, like, these threesomes and, like, the cuck slot. And we had a little period of time where we were both, like, having some very emotional and deep conversations, because doors kept opening. And he had felt, I think he started to feel like, well, you're experiencing other girls. You get to feel, like, both your sexualities. You get me and you get other girls. So why can't I have other girls too? And I was like, well, see, this is the thing. If you were bi.
But isn't he having the girls with you?
He is. And that's where I was like, you're starting to be a little bit of a selfish prick. I straight up said that. I was like, you're being quite selfish. I was like, as much as I'm getting what I want, if you were bisexual, by any means, I would let you go and fuck some guys if that's what you were into and have me. But at the end of the day, like, you still get to experience other girls, but only with me. And he's like, well, if you go out and you're out with a girl, could I have a girl over? Like, I would just finger her. I won't even put my dick in her. And I was like, well, what's the point in that? Like, you're still getting that when you're with me and we're fucking another girl. Like, he's like, I know, but, like, it just feels kind of unfair. And I was like, but like I said, if you were bisexual, you could go out and fuck guys and we could still fuck girls together. But that's not how it is. I think it was just, I don't know where it came in, but I think his masculinity and his a little bit selfishness started to come into play there. But we figured it out.
Or maybe, like, you know, he's hitting all these girls. You're bringing all these girls home. But maybe sometimes he's out with some friends and he sees girls and he's like, oh, I want to fuck her. Like, why shouldn't I be allowed to do it? I could see why that thought would enter his mind. It is a very gray area. Can we call him selfish? Some people would be like, no, you're selfish. You could throw around that word, but
that is true. And we did throw around that word a lot. He'd call me selfish and I'd call him selfish.
Exactly. You could both say you're selfish.
But we needed a mediator because we would never, like, every time we'd have that conversation, it never went anywhere. It would, like, always go back to, like, you're selfish or you're selfish.
Exactly.
It never went anywhere, really.
Of course, because you could see both sides. Anyone could see both sides in that scenario. But at the end of the day, I could see why he would bring that up or say that or feel that way without it meaning what you think it does. But I could also understand why you see it as very different. It's not like he's going out, like you said, and fucking another guy. You're not replacing him. He won't even let you fuck a girl that's kind of manly, let alone you letting him go and fuck a girl without him. You're letting him fuck other girls. If anything, I'm sorry, if I was the mediator with your boyfriend, I'd be like, if anyone's getting the short end of the stick, it's you, okay? Because you not allowed to fuck other guys. You're not even allowed to fuck a girl that's like a guy, you know? He's got some boundaries on you. You are bringing home girls. He gets to fuck them, do anything he wants with them. He just can't go out and pick a girl and be alone with her like you can. Now, you know. Yeah.
And like that's like what you pretty much said. He's if he would go out and have a girl by himself, essentially he's replacing me. But when I go out with another girl, there's no way she could ever replace him. So at the end of the day, I go back to him and he's what I want. But if he's going out and fucking another girl, she could easily replace me because she has everything. She's got a pussy. I've got a pussy. That's the same part. You know what I mean? So that was where my head was at.
Of course. And it's like the same thing he's saying why he doesn't want you to go and get that masculine chick. Like he gives you that. You give him that solo companionship of a female. When you're getting the companionship of a solo female, it is nothing to do with him. It's something that he could never give you. It's apples and oranges. You know what I mean? You're not home with another guy. So for him to be home with a solo girl, like you said, it's exactly what he doesn't want you to do, but worse. He doesn't want you to be with a girl who's kind of like a guy because that's more like what he brings to the table.
Right. And that's what I tried to explain multiple times, but it was just hard. Yeah. He finally got it. And then we kind of like, that's when we both came to the arrangements. I won't see masks. I won't see dominant girls, but you can't have solos with girls.
Right.
So that was kind of the arrangement we came to. I won't do anything with masked doms, and you won't have solos with girls. And that was kind of like the in between, and that's what we came to the agreement of, and that's where it's been at.
Let me ask you this: could you take it one step further and give him a little more and say, "Hey, you could go out and pick up a girl and bring her home, or go on the apps and look for a solo girl that you want and then bring her to me and I'll do her for you"? Would you be able to do that for him?
Oh, I've already told him, if we're at a bar or something and you see a pretty girl, by any means, you go and use your riz and try and pick her up. I'm totally good with
riz.
That. Like,
I love riz.
by any means, I'm totally game with that.
Okay,
but
cool.
I think another thing that goes into it is like, when they are a mask and a dom, they are completely lesbian. And I feel like part of his decision with that is he can't put his dick in them. He can't get his dick wet with them because they're lesbian. I think that's another part that comes into play with that whole situation.
For sure.
And that's totally fair. Like, I get that. So.
Yeah, he doesn't get to take part. But so for him, though, I just wonder what he was asking for. He wants to just be able to pick up a girl solo and be with her alone without you.
Yeah, like at first, that's what he was asking. Like, because I had said, I'm going to go, like, I want to go hang out with this mask, like this mask dom. And he's like, okay, well, if you're going to do that, then can I have a solo with the girl?
Oh, okay. So he was bringing it up to prove a point more than. It wasn't like after that all went down separately he brought it. That's a different story. He was kind of like saying, hey, if you want to do that, then I'm going to do that. That was him putting it together for himself. That's when he probably didn't even know what he was fucking thinking, but what he was saying and bringing up was a way of expressing what he was feeling, which is, then I'm going to do the same thing and go out and get what you bring to the table.
Right. It was all in context. Yeah, it was all in context. And nothing was out of spite. It was all,
No, it kind of wasn't. It wasn't in spite. It was that he was trying to show you that he wasn't okay with something that you were bringing up. So then he brought up something that you weren't okay. He didn't bring it up separately.
Yeah.
He brought it up.
Right, exactly.
To you. So that's a definite different thing. Story. The way you sort of brought this up, it sounded like he brought that up recently, maybe out of the blue. Like, hey, I want to go out and do that, and he's so selfish. No, he was bringing it up because you were doing something that he didn't feel comfortable with, so he wanted to throw something in your face. So it was kind of spiteful, if you ask me, but he was trying to prove a point.
Right. No, for sure. It was all, and when we have our conversation, our discussion, they never really get heated. They just get emotional, or some of them never really come to a conclusion, and then we have to go back to them.
But that's okay.
There's never any hard feelings at the end of it. It's just, we're just trying to establish boundaries. And a lot of the time it's a lot harder. Like, it's not that easy. It's super hard to find those boundaries, especially where you lay, because new things come up all the time. And then you're like, well, I don't know how you feel about this. And then you've got to bring it up, and then like conversations like that happen. So
yes, and there's nothing wrong with it. What I love is that you guys don't mind getting fucking messy. That's what it's all about. There's a bunch of weirdo couples out there that think that they can never say something because the other partner will get mad, or they don't want to make the other person mad, and they just sweep everything under the table because they think that they're not supposed to fight, or that means something's wrong. That's not the case. You guys bring shit up. It doesn't make sense. You're spiteful. You have the conversations, but like, it doesn't end with you guys breaking up. So it's all good stuff. People have such a fear of confrontation that so many people avoid those kinds of conversations because they're afraid of confrontation. But you guys have them, and I think that that's great, because it just helps both of you to realize where you're coming from and where you're at. And like you said, you guys have a strong enough relationship that it doesn't ruin it. It just probably brings you closer because you're fucking real with each other.
For sure. Like, if you think about it, 2 years in, this never would have happened. There's no way we could have ever done what we're doing now within the first 2 years. It's taken a long time to build where we are. And all I can say is it's made our sex life so fucking unreal. We have the best sex. And he's even told me that no matter who, whatever girl he fucks, he's already told me no girl will ever make him come as hard as I do. So at the end of the day, I don't really care who he fucks, and as long as it's with me, of course, because I haven't really gone to that side of cuck slutting yet where I'd be okay with him fucking another girl without me there. That's still a work in progress, and I'm not sure if we'll ever get there.
You don't need
to.
But
I'm open to it. Mm-hmm. I'm open to it, mm-hmm. But it's just, it's going to take some time, and it has a lot to play into insecurities and stuff. So it's working on myself as much as it is working on like that part of the boundaries and what's been set. But like, at the end of the day, I know that no one will ever make him come as hard as I do. And he knows that no one will ever make me feel how he makes me feel. So that's, yeah, like, that is the ultimate goal of our relationship, pretty much.
And how do you find partners that will be okay with all the stuff that you both are okay with? How many girls is he going to find that are going to allow him to fuck another girl and while you're tied up and all that stuff?
I mean, yeah, exactly.
It's not going to happen. Most girls aren't going to be that open and that into check. So he's kind of has it made. You guys have a great, you guys are perfectly paired. You're super young, but you have been together for a long time. You're doing things the right way in that you're always communicating. You're not like jumping into everything. All of the stuff that you've been doing, like you said, has happened over time. You still have things that you think maybe you'll be into one day, but you just don't know. You know, like you said, I'm like, I want to get to the point where I want to see, have him be able to go out and fuck another girl, but I'm not there yet. And that's cool. And listen, you know, if you wind up staying with this guy 10 years from now, you probably will be at that point where you're able to do that, but you're not there yet. And I think it's cool that you know that. And I think it's cool that you guys keep your boundaries and you take things slowly and you listen to each other and respect each other's boundaries. That's what it's all about. If you didn't think you could trust this person to do all this stuff, you wouldn't be doing it with him. He's fucking other girls in front of you. He's dominating you. He's choking you. You obviously trust this guy.
Yeah, like, I couldn't have said it better. Honestly, like, I trust him with everything in me. And we have such a strong relationship that I know he would never hurt me or intentionally or any of that. So I don't even think twice about it. So it's not really something that ever crosses my mind. So I just know that, I don't know, we're pretty good with like all of that stuff. And it's I was thinking too, I was listening to your episodes and a lot of the people on there are like a lot older than me. And I'm like, if we're already experiencing all this stuff at 23 and 24, because he's 24, can you imagine like where we'll be at in 20 years from now?
Oh my God, you're going to probably be like so vanilla, and you're going to be like, it's so hot. Now all we do is fuck missionary, you know?
Yeah, honestly.
You know what I mean? You're going to be like the opposite. But no, yeah, you're going to be like super open. I love your relationship. I like I was saying, oh, he's got it made because he's got this girl that lets him fuck other girls. You got it made too. Listen, a lot of guys have this like Madonna whore complex where they're like, oh, my girl wants to fuck other people. And they're so like, they're into, you know, they're a total cum slut. slut and everything. Like, what a whore. Like, I'll fuck her, but I won't bring her home for Thanksgiving. But like, you're a guy, like, you're able to be yourself and be so open with your sexuality and express yourself with him, and he's cool with it. And that's hard to find too. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of guys would be like freaked out by that. And I think even still in your generation, I think it's changing. It was a lot worse in my generation. I was considered a slut and I didn't do anything that you've done. Like, it was like ridiculous. So I think the guys are more open-minded now, but it's cool that you're allowed to be fully you and be into all the things that you've been into since you're six. And he totally not only accepts it and digs it, but loves you and is a, and sees you as his life partner. I think that that's wonderful because that's hard to find too.
I could never ask for anything more. He pleasures me in ways I never thought I could ever be pleasured. And he's helped me unlock so many things that I didn't even know I was into or didn't even know was possible. So I could never imagine anything else. I love him so much. I love our relationship. I love our sex life. I just it can't get any better. And if it does, that would be amazing. But I really doubt it can get any better from here because it's just been so good.
Yeah, listen, what is on your bucket list? Do you think that you'll ever bring... No, that you probably will never bring guys into the picture, right?
Most likely not. But I wish there was a swingers culture out here because I definitely feel like that would be something that we would both give a try.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah,
where
yeah.
we live, there's no swingers culture. And we've tried at online sites and apps and stuff, but they're all so lame. And there's just not much of that culture out here unless you're like involved, unless you have a direct link into it. It's hard to get into.
Well, did you listen to my episode I posted on Friday with Mizzy Bender? She was talking about that, just exactly that. Like, she runs parties, swinger parties and swinger events all over the East Coast. Like, we're in the States, you're in Canada. But what she said, because I said, well, it was kind of like everything you need to know to get into the lifestyle. And she said, one of the first things she said is, she's like, you know, if you're looking for a swingers party or swingers events in your area, be prepared to have to travel a little bit. Most people don't live 20 minutes away from a swingers party or a swingers event or a lifestyle event. You're going to probably have to travel. And she said, go on to SDC. There are places that you could go into where to be in the know. So I bet you there's a swingers culture maybe 2 hours away from where you are, or when you can make it like a weekend event kind of a thing. And that's probably what will be in your guys' future. Because why not? You guys, why not?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to give that a listen. We just got back from our vacation actually on Friday, so that's probably why I haven't heard that one. But yeah, like that, I feel like swinging is definitely something we could get into. It's just we have to find the place and like where to do it and where we need to travel to and all that. But like I said, it's also we're not open to other men joining us, so I don't know if that would be like a factor into the swinging or if it could just
listen to her thing. It is so specific when you go to these places. Like, you are in control of what you're into and what you're not into. You could be the couple that goes in and you're just looking to watch, you're looking just to play, you're just looking for a threesome with a girl. Talk about consent. It's everything has to be, everything is consensual, so you don't necessarily have to go there and be with guys at all. It's your choice. So you listen to that episode, you'll learn a lot. It was very interesting because she talked about a lot of different things on that episode. It was cool. And maybe even lifestyle resorts are in your future when you're older. Why not for the two of you? That could be fun, like a vacation to a lifestyle resort. Then you're going away, you got your vacation, and you get your swingers parties and events all in one. There's tons of those places.
I've definitely learned a lot from your podcast. And like, it's actually funny because it was actually my boyfriend that got me into them. He's like, you should listen to these because like he listens to podcasts at work.
Yeah.
So he's like, you should give these a listen. And I started listening and I got hooked too. And then it was all we would talk about for a long time. And we would like, I was like, I learned this today. And he's like, I learned that. And we would just like exchange stories. So that was pretty cool. And yeah.
Oh my God, I love it. And now you're on. Your guy's going to be at work listening to you, his girl. She's going
to. Yeah, he literally said it's going to be so hard for him not to get hard at work when he's listening to the episode.
Oh my God.
He's like, I'm going to put it on repeat. He's like, it's going to be on repeat all the time.
Oh my God, I love it. I hope I didn't cock block any of the stories for him as getting his little woodies. Listen, send me in some pics. I always do rated R sexy pics on my Patreon. If you want to send me in some sexy pics of yourself, all the girls like send lingerie shots. Like, no pussy shots or anything like that. People always still send that shit to me. So actually, that's why I started my Discord. Now I have a Discord where people could go, and that's where you could post whatever you want on there, like stuff from your OnlyFans or whatever, and you could promote it if you still have it. I will give you a free link to my Discord community so that when your episode airs, you could go in there and introduce yourself. But if you could send me R-rated pics for my Patreon, that would be great.
Yeah, definitely can do that. And is there anywhere like I can post my OnlyFans link? Is it in that Discord?
Yeah, well, I will put your OnlyFans in the description for your, of course.
Amazing.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
I have a large audience, so people definitely want to go check that out. But I'll have sexy pics of you over on my Patreon too. But definitely send me the link to your OnlyFans and I'll put it in the podcast description for everyone to see.
Amazing.
And when you go on my Discord, promote it there as well.
Okay, great.
All right, awesome. Thank
this is
you,
super
Riley.
Fun. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, totally, totally. Thanks, Riley. Thanks for calling in. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.